Hello and welcome to Soothing Pod Sleep Stories. My name is Laura, and I am going to tell you a wonderful story that will lull you into a peaceful and restful sleep. Tonight, we'll explore the story of a goddess falling in love with an average farmer and her romantic quest to be with him for the rest of her life. But before we begin, let us take a moment to find comfort and peace in the space we are in. Falling asleep and relaxing does not have to feel like a task. The process of falling asleep can be a peaceful journey, and your body will naturally guide you on it if you allow it to. To get comfortable, let us try a soothing exercise that is sure to put you in the right mindset for a night of restful sleep. Imagine a dark green light around your body. Picture this light the same hue as evergreen forests or swathes of coastal grass swaying in the breeze of the Pacific Northwest. To begin, imagine that light hovering softly above your head. Then, picture that light in your head. In your brain, watch as it slows down racing thoughts and relieves any pressure you may be feeling. Follow that light as it travels down into your jaw, reminding you to unclench your teeth and allow your jaw to hang open comfortably. Feel as that light soothes those tense muscles, healing them. Continue following this light as it goes on its gentle journey down to the base of your skull and through your neck, relieving any pressure points of stiffness you were carrying there throughout the day. Imagine the light traveling down both of your arms, all the way to the tips of your fingers. Feel the lightness and warmth it brings to your tired, sore muscles. As the light gathers in your chest, allow yourself to really feel your body as you inhale and exhale. As the breath comes in, picture that light growing, radiating through your entire torso. As it expands, feel your heart slow down and the weight you've been carrying dissipate. There is no need for you to carry any weight right here, right now. You are here to give yourself the rest and peace that you deserve, no matter what the day has brought. Feel as that light travels down into your stomach, removing any upset or tension that may be found there. Now, the light is traveling down through your legs and feet, putting them at ease and allowing them to fully relax. Take a deep breath in for 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And hold that breath for 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And now exhale for 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Now that we've taken that important moment to relax, let us begin with our story. Long, long ago, when the earth was slowly becoming what it is today, there were gods that watched over the land. They lived high above in castles made of stardust. One of these gods, Terra, was the goddess of the harvest. Her father, the god of the land, ruled over the earth with wisdom, but also with a bit of fear. He constantly reminded Terra that the humans were not to dictate their actions. They were in place to mold the earth and fill it with beauty and wonder, regardless of how it affected the humans below. After all, her father said, the humans are not as smart as we are. Terra listened to his words, but she wasn't quite sure if she believed them. Every day, she would watch over the forests and fields, making sure the flowers were blooming and the crops were flourishing. Though her kingdom among the stars was beautiful, she longed to experience life down on the beautiful planet of green and blue. She imagined herself lying in fields of orange poppies, frolicking in alpine meadows of lupin and forget-me-nots. She could practically feel the cool waters of crystal-clear lakes wash over her skin and carry her away down rivers and streams that would wound through mountain towns and prairies. But instead, she was stuck in the tower of their celestial castle, gazing down at all the beautiful land. She often wondered why the humans were living in such a magical place, if they were so much less intelligent than the gods. In her boredom, she found herself looking down on the land more often. One day, she found herself investigating a stunning part of the world. Snow-capped mountains rose from the edges of turquoise lakes. Beyond the lakes, fertile meadows and farmland stretched as far as the eye could see. And it was within this farmland that she saw something strange occurring. In the swathes of rolling green grass, there was a flash of red. A helpless fox stuck in a fence. Her heart sunk at the sight. Her father had always told her that they weren't to interfere with nature. But in the moment, she was tempted to use her powers to free the poor, tiny creature. As she took a step back, preparing to free the fox, something miraculous happened. A farmer emerged from the willow tendrils, swaying in the breeze nearby. Terra winced at the sight. For ages she had learned that humans act with more cruelty than the gods, that their lives revolve around self-preservation and greed. But what she saw next wasn't an act of greed. The farmer knelt down beside the panicking fox in the soft grass. He put his hands on the fence, wiggling the old oak board free. The fox slipped out. It shook its radiant orange coat as if it just awakened from a long slumber, before it bound off through the fields of yellow daffodils. As Terra gazed down at the scene, a smile found its way onto her lips. She watched as the farmer continued on through the field, lugging buckets of water in each of his strong hands. He whistled as he strolled along, pausing every once in a while to pluck a flower and tuck it in his pocket. Terra couldn't help but notice. He only paused to grab wild lupin, which happened to be her favorite flower. And though she knew she couldn't linger, Terra found herself watching this farmer all afternoon. The farmer mended fences, replacing worn wood with freshly cut pine. The farmer dug in the dark, earthy soil, embracing the cool touch of the roots and dirt as he worked. As the sun began to set over the land, The farmer sat out on a rickety porch, watching the sun paint his fields every hue of orange, pink, and yellow imaginable. He lit a crackling fire and nestled in a wool blanket beside the flames to keep warm as he ate a bowl of fragrant soup. The glow of the fire danced and swayed across his face, illuminating his warm brown eyes and his beautiful features. Tara couldn't help but feel a moment of sorrow for the farmer. She knew there wasn't another farm for miles and miles around. And there he was, eating his soup, in silence, with no company. For the next few weeks, Tara watched the farmer every day. She followed his routine down to the minute. Every morning he got his cup of tea and sat on the porch, breathing in the fresh aroma of spearmint and tarragon. Then he worked in the fields all day, mending fences, caring for his animals, even speaking to them and giving them names. On occasion, Tara would catch the farmer telling jokes to the animals. He'd laugh under his breath at himself, something that made Tara's heart swell with emotion. But as summer began to come to a close, autumn swept across the land, painting the trees in a dazzling mosaic of warm shades. All the lupin that peppered the meadow withered for the year. Tara could see the farmer's disappointment, so she decided to bend the rules. Just this once. In the night, while the farmer was sleeping, Tara coated the meadow with lupin. What was once a bright green sea became a stunning expanse of purple and green as far as the eye could see. When the farmer awakened in the morning, his eyes lit up in awe. He wandered through the fields, his hands extended so his fingertips could brush against every passing petal. His face was alive with delight and wonder as he wandered through the meadow for hours and hours. At the end of the day, when the farmer came to rest on the porch by his crackling fire, instead of eating his soup in silence, he turned his gaze up to the sky. Though Tara knew he couldn't see her, it felt as though he was looking right at her, as if he was seeing her completely. He began to speak, the words flowing out of his mouth like warm honey. "I don't know if there's anyone up there, but I feel like a pair of kind eyes are on me. I feel like someone truly cares. Down here, all alone, I don't have a lot of company." Tara found herself leaning forward, her eyes welling with emotion. "So if you don't mind, I'd love to tell you about my day," the farmer chimed. He began to speak of his day wandering through the meadow, telling Tara how much the sight of the lupins filled him with joy. He spoke for nearly an hour, and Tara held on to every word like it was the most beautiful thing she had ever heard. For weeks, their lives continued like this, intertwined from a distance, connected, yet kingdoms apart. Every morning, Tara would urge lupins to grow in his field. As the weeks passed, the grass began to disappear entirely as it was replaced by a sea of swaying purple. Every night, the farmer would sit on his porch with his warm soup and curl up in a blanket as he spoke to Tara. Sometimes when he asked questions or said something especially sweet, Tara would make the wind blow strong enough for lupins to brush against his ankles, letting him know she was there. He would smile up at the sky, feeling her presence. One night, the farmer twirled up his spoon in the soup, There was a tired look on his face, a forlorn expression that made Tara want to reach down out of the inky black sky and wrap her arms around him. "I wish you were here," the farmer said. He kept spinning his spoon in the soup, reflecting the fire in the polished silver. In that moment, in all moments, Tara wanted nothing more than to be by his side. She made the breeze blow like she normally did, but the farmer just looked at the rustling flowers with a weak smile. That night, no more words were exchanged. The farmer put down his soup and went back into the house, waiting for the next day to come. That night, Tara lay in her own bed and made a decision. The journey she had dreamt of her whole life needed to happen, and it needed to happen now. The next day, instead of going to her usual post for work, she snuck through the back of the castle. She put on her finest silk dress and combed her hair with a brush made of stardust, ready to meet the man she had begun to fall for. The journey down to Earth was a smooth one. She transformed into a brilliant ball of light and weaved through the air, floating gently down, 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 down to the farm, nestled within the mountains. When she landed in the grass in the center of a meadow, she was breathless. For the very first time, she could feel the earth. She ran her hands over the green grass, marveling at its soft touch as it brushed along her fingertips and in between her fingers. On a single blade of the grass, there was a tiny ladybug climbing. Its red shell shined in the rising sun. Tara could hardly take her eyes off of it. She loved the way its tiny legs wrapped around the grass, and the way it raised its head to feel the sun. She rose to her feet, which sunk into the soil underneath her. Barefoot, she felt the soil and dirt shift with every step she took. She found herself smiling at the damp, cool sensation of the earth. For so long, she had worked with it, but not once had she ever felt it. Even the breeze was like magic to her. She could feel the grass dancing against her ankles as the breeze rippled across the meadow. There was a peculiar bite in the air, an invigorating freshness and energy she had never encountered before. With every breath she took, it made her feel peaceful, yet inspired. And then, there was the feeling of the sun on her skin. Like a warm, comforting hug, the sun covered every bit of her skin, brushing away the chill that the breeze brought. In the distance, she could see the farmhouse, and on the porch, she could see the farmer, having his morning tea. He rose from his chair, shelling his eyes from the sun as he tried to make out what she was. But deep down, he knew. Tara began making her way through the meadow. Her hands brushed through the plants as she made a pathway for herself. Her body swelled with a feeling of warmth, a feeling of belonging like she never felt before. The farmer stepped off of his porch and made his way towards her, his eyes welling with emotion. He wrapped his arms around her, bringing her close. In his embrace, she felt at home in a way she never had before. He pulled away from Tara, brushing her silver hair out of her face. His thumb rubbed against her cheek as he smiled at her. "I never imagined you'd actually come," he said, his voice soft and low. Tara put her hand over his, reveling in his touch. The farmer thanked her for her kindness, thanked her for making him feel like he mattered. She thanked him for showing her how beautiful humans can be. The farmer invited her to his porch, leading her across the meadow in a daze. He kept squeezing her hand just to make sure she was real. After so many years alone on his homestead, having someone this close made him feel as though he was dreaming. They settled on the front porch in rocking chairs. Tara rocked back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, delighting in the calming rhythm of the wooden chair on the deck. For a few moments, they sat there without speaking. They listened in sync to the sound of their chairs, the sound of the frogs and birds coming to life in the early morning light. And then they gazed at each other. Tara watched in awe as the morning sun splashed across the farmer's face, highlighting his cheekbones and his amber eyes. The farmer asked Tara about who she was. He asked what life was like where she was from, and though Tara knew she wasn't supposed to, she told him everything, about how she fell for him when she watched him save the fox, about how she had learned so much from him about Earth in just a short amount of time. The farmer took her by the hand, promising to show her even more of the world. He led her through the forest, casting hopeful glances at her as they journeyed deeper and deeper into the woods. They strolled along a river, fingers intertwined. The glacier-fed river rumbled and tumbled over granite rocks and fallen trees, filling the air with a soothing melody. In the clear water, Tara could make out salmon and trout making their way downstream. Watching them glide so effortlessly through the water made her feel relaxed and calm. They sat at the edge of the water on a mossy log, dangling their toes in the cold water. Tara tilted her head back, feeling the sun against her face and the gentle current tickling her feet. Together, they breathed in the beautiful aroma of the pine trees. Across the river, she watched white birch tree leaves shimmer in the breeze. There was so much detail in the world around her, so much beauty that she couldn't see from above. She could never see the way the fish scales sparkled in the ocean current. She could never pick up the way the soft fur of chipmunks glowed in the sun, or the way the sun shined through the ends of birds' feathers. She ran her fingers over the plush moss, coating the oak log, marveling at the intricacies of the earth. Here, all the work she had done for the earth had much more of an impact. Here she could take in the beauty and appreciate it for what it was. And here, she had the love of her life. The farmer splashed her gently with the water, bringing her back to the moment. She giggled and splashed him back, her heart swelling with the simple beauty of this moment. They continued on from the river, talking as they followed a dirt path through the thick woods. They passed by oak trees, pines, cedars and birch trees, breathing in the aroma of each as they walked. When they came to the lupin meadow that Tara had created, her breath was taken away. She found herself frolicking through the meadow of flowers, her fingers dancing across the blossoms, each touch allowing the aroma of them to fill the air and float around freely in the gentle breeze. The farmer watched her as she danced and swung her arms around. His heart filled with more and more passion every step Tara took. and with every inch her smile grew. When she stopped spinning, she lay down in the flowers. A puff of purple surrounded her as the petals filled the air and drifted away toward the forest. The farmer lay down beside her, wrapping his arm around her. Bees buzzed around them as they embraced one another, the consistent drone of their wings blanketing a sense of calm over the moment. As the farmer looked at Terra, taking in the light in her eyes and the beauty in her movements, he knew he had to tell her how he felt. He turned to face her. A halo of purple flowers surrounded her as she turned on her side to meet his gaze. He told her that he loved her and that he would do anything to be with her. As the words came out of his mouth, Terra felt tears well in her eyes. She pulled him against her, placing her lips against his. In that moment, nothing else mattered. They were connected, their fates intertwined, and it was perfect. But as they parted, storm clouds grew overhead. Rain began to fall over the land, its rhythm increasing slowly at first, but then faster and faster. When Terra opened her eyes, her father was standing before her, a disappointed look on his face. "I told you humans are not worthy of us. I told you not to grow attached to them. But here you are, going against the very rules I raised you with." Terra stood up in the field of flowers. As she spoke, more lupins grew around her. "The humans are people of compassion, of beauty, and of just as much wisdom as us. I feel as though I belong with them, and I will remain with them." Her words echoed through the field. Her father stood there a long moment, looking over the daughter he had raised. Terra expected him to denounce her, to strip her title from her. But he just nodded, weakly. "Consider this your new home, then," he said. "I'll be watching over you." Terra stepped forward, taking her father's hands in hers. She squeezed him reassuringly and gave him a soft smile. Within moments, he disappeared, returning back to his home. From that moment forward, Terra's and the farmer's lives were intertwined. They woke up to the beautiful sunrise each morning and drank their spearmint tea together as they watched the sun paint the land pinks and purples and oranges. They worked in the fields together, digging their hands into the soil and watching their plants grow as the weeks passed. They took sleepy lunch breaks under the weeping willow trees, laughing and telling stories to one another. At night, they sat on the porch eating steaming soup. Instead of speaking to the sky, the farmer spoke to Terra while he held her hand. They whispered under the stars about their hopes for the future, their dreams together. They were a family, and that's all they ever wanted. I hope this story has brought you comfort and led you to a night of restful sleep. Please join me again tomorrow for another sleep story.